News now from AM 550, FM 99.9. WSAU.
Good morning. I'm Chris Conley with a web news update from WSAU AM and FM and WSAU.com. More from Ryan Braun coming clean about his use of performance-enhancing drugs with a written statement that was released by the Brewers and Major League Baseball yesterday.
Ryan Braun says he regrets saying,
"I would bet my life that this substance never entered my body at any point."
That was February last year. Now, in a written statement, Braun admits he used performance-enhancing drugs. He says he started doing so to get over an injury late in the Milwaukee Brewers 2011 season, when he wound up as the National League's most valuable player.
"If I had done this intentionally or unintentionally, I'd be the first one to step up and say, I did it."
But Braun was among the last. His statement released by the Brewers came a month after he accepted a 65-game drug suspension. Ron Flatter, Fox News Radio.
A death investigation is underway in Langlade County. The person found on a trail north of Highway 64 was near a bicycle, and authorities have not released any further information. This body was found on a private property off a private road near Western Road and Hazel Road near Antigo. We don't know if the cause of death was related to the bicycle or something completely different. Dispatchers are telling us that Sheriff William Greening will have more information later this morning. Authorities are treating a recent Mosinee death as suspicious. Marathon County investigators are looking into the circumstances surrounding the death of 87-year-old Helen Zalazlan. She was taken by ambulance July 31st from her home to St. Clair's Hospital. Someone called 911 and reported an unresponsive female who needed help. She died 3 days later. Marathon County is only saying the investigation is ongoing and they won't comment on specifics. And they say they won't have anything more to say about the case till their investigation is complete. Those Wednesday night thunderstorms were deadly. There was one fatality, a 39-year-old woman from Kashina, identified as Marlo King. She was in a car when a tree fell on top of it. She was the only person in the vehicle at the time. We had a fatal crash yesterday on Highway 29 in the town of Morris. It happened around 2:30. Shawnee County Sheriff's deputies say one driver was making a left turn onto the highway and was hit by another car. The driver in the first vehicle was airlifted and didn't survive. She's a female from Tigerton, and her name will be released later today. The driver in the second car was taken by ambulance, and her condition is not known. The crash is still under investigation. The founder of the Experimental Aviation Association has died.
Experimental Aircraft Association founder Paul Poberesny leaves behind a huge legacy within Wisconsin and the aviation community. Dick Napinski is EAA spokesperson.
"I think Paul was the most surprised person on earth that EAA grew into what it was and Air Venture grew into what it was."
Poberesny started a club with just 35 airplane fans 60 years ago, and it has grown to over 180,000 people in more than 100 countries.
"Paul often said he feels he was a millionaire because he had made a million friends through aviation."
Poberesny died in Oshkosh at the age of 91.
Jackie Johnson, 55, SAU News.
President Obama on a bus tour through upstate New York talking about rising college costs. He says not only do universities have to hold the line, he says the federal government has to do more involving student debt.
"We're going to make sure that if you've taken on debt to earn your degree, that you can manage and afford it."
Congress was able to roll back some interest rates on student loans, but they are now tied to market conditions, which means future increases are possible. The 400 block in downtown Wausau turns pink this weekend. Rock the 400 block 2013. Wausau events director Carrie Rasmussen says the headline band is Project Pink. They are one of the best Pink Floyd tribute bands.
"It's a huge band. There are 11 people that cover the guitars, the percussion, the saxophones and vocals, and then a laser light show and a 17-foot circular screen as well."
Now, the show starts tonight with the opening act, Doug Cronin and the Railers, starting at 6. Project Pink will be on stage a little bit before 9 o'clock, and we have more information online at WSAU.com. Now, let's check the News Channel 7 Weather Authority forecast. Here's meteorologist Mark Holly.
A nice Friday is on tap across north-central Wisconsin, so get out and enjoy if you can. High today of 82 with low heat and low summer-like humidity, but mostly sunny skies can be expected. Tonight, down to 58 with scattered clouds. Tomorrow, a few showers are possible, mainly west. of Wausau, high of 82. Then a warm front is tracking our way for Sunday. Brings in a chance of showers and storms and really cranks up the heat and humidity. High of 89. With the News Channel 7 Weather Authority forecast, I'm meteorologist Mark Kyle on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Hey, that's a pretty nice forecast for the Packers preseason game at Lambeau tonight and for the high school football openers. Check the real-time weather radar before you go at WSAU.com/weather. I'm Chris Conley, WSAU News.